Thank you. My name is Troy Beekle. I'm from a company called Premier Tech Horticulture. We're the makers of ProMix. What I'm going to talk to you today is in this title here, Growing Media Amended with Biological Additives or Microorganisms to Improve Growth Stimulation and Plant Protection. Now, a little bit about Premier Tech Horticulture. Premier Tech Horticulture started in 1923, and we're primarily a peat moss company located in Rivière-du-Loup, Quebec, which is about 5 hours to the northeast of Montreal up the St. Lawrence River. We're basic in peat moss. We make products from peat. And if we fast forward from 1923 to 1968, we introduced a product that most of you probably have heard of called ProMix, which is a growing media established for the greenhouse market. We were the first to establish a basic growing media to use for commercial production. Now, in 1998, what we decided to do is start going into a path that we had some passion for, which is taking biological additives that come natural in the soil and incorporating them into the soilless mix to help kind of mimic what's going on in the soil environment to bring that into the soilless mix environment. So we started out in 1998 by offering mycorrhizal fungi, specifically Glomacin erasses, which is a VAM, vesicular arbuscular mycorrhizae, that we introduced into the product. Didn't get a lot of excitement because in the horticulture, specifically greenhouse market, a lot of people didn't know what it was back then. In 2003, we introduced a bacterium, which is our Bacillus subtilis MBI 600. This bacterium actually helps with suppression of root disease that's incorporated into the growing media. And for our company, that was a home run because we can demonstrate to a grower an economic advantage of not having to spray, of not having to see disease pressure issues. 2005, we decided to bring the mycorrhizae back into our product line as a standard additive. And from 1998 to 2005, at least the knowledge of mycorrhizae had grown and increased. But our next step was to take the biofungicide and the mycorrhizae and put them into one product to, again, try to build that natural environment in the soilless media. The problem is these two organisms weren't compatible. So we had to find a different biofungicide product that would work well with mycorrhizal fungi. And in 2012, we introduced a product called ProMix Biofungicide Plus Mycorrhizae. We were able to do that. Now, of course, why are we going with the biological control agents? Well, first of all, as we know, fungicides and pesticides in general are showing up in our groundwater, and it's not necessarily a good thing. So we want to try to help, all of us would like to try to help mitigate that a little bit by introducing other alternatives that are not necessarily environmentally destructive. Another thing that we have to consider is with most fungicides or any type of pesticide, there's what we call a restricted entry interval, which is the time from when you stop spray application to when you're legally allowed to go back in that greenhouse. And for most pesticides, that range could be anywhere from there is none, which would be zero, all the way up to 48 hours. So if you have a crop and you have to go in there and water it, fertilize it, treat it, and you have to wait 48 hours, it's not going to work too well. Or if you're harvesting vegetables or fruit, again, that's a problem. With most biologicals, they're usually 4 hours or 0 hours for the most part. And of course, with increased recycling of greenhouse water, we know that there's potential with contamination of pathogens in recycled water. So it's nice to have something in the growing media to buffer it from those pathogens. Biological control additives are sustainable. We can produce them rather quickly. And again, they're used basically, what I'm going to focus on is for root disease suppression. Now, which particular organism do we look at? Well, there's a lot of different ones out there on the market right now. We settled with the Bacillus pumilus GHA-180. And why did we settle with that specific one? Well, first of all, when we manufacture growing media, we actually incorporate the biologicals indirectly into the growing media itself. We don't sell the packaged, just straight inoculum. We sell it in the growing media. So it has to be able to tolerate a lot of conditions. So it has to be able to tolerate the cold of Manitoba and North Dakota and the heat of Texas in the summer. So try to find an organism that's all-purpose. So this organism we find can tolerate temperatures up to about 120 degrees Fahrenheit down to maybe minus 20, minus 30. I'm not really sure what that lower end is. So it's a fairly good, stable product along those temperature extremes. One thing that helps is inside the product itself, peat is a very good insulator. So it helps keep that temperature swing from being too extreme in the bale. So you tend not to see the loss of the organism because of that. Bacteria are relatively inexpensive to produce. They're easy to make, and so it's a lower cost. And the modes of action with a bacillus product, and specifically with our product that we have, there's an antibiotic production which helps to suppress fungal organisms, and also competition. You got the bacteria actually growing on the rhizosphere, which consume the food that the fungi would normally take or the pathogen would take, and also it's actually physically in the way. So this is the product. This is the Promix, which I'll refer to in the rest of the presentation, Promix Plus, which is the biofungicide plus the mycorrhizae added into one product. And this actually is an EPA-registered product. We actually went through the effort of doing that. So this is actually a pesticide package, believe it or not. Now, the objective is I'm going to be presenting the recent results supporting the biostimulation and biocontrol activity of the product. And the methods, I'm going to summarize a large number of trials that we did. The first group of trials are going to be pathogen-challenged plants, and that was all done at Laval University, which is near Montreal, Quebec. And then I'm going to talk about two grower trials, one up in, I believe, Quebec, and the other one down in Missouri, where we're just looking at non-challenged growth situations. So we're looking at different products in our product line that have been inoculated with or without pathogens, as I mentioned, and we're going to look at growth stimulation and plant protection results. Three root disease pathogens we tested are the ones that seem to be best controlled by this organism, which are Pythium, Fusarium, and Rhizoctonia, and the 13 crops that have been tested are listed in this graph or chart. Now, in all these slides, I'm going to show you pictures of the results, and we're going to show basically on the left-hand side will be a picture of the control plant, right side will be the picture of the Promix, the same Promix product amended with the biological additives. And essentially you can see in this particular case of the begonia, the plant on the left is struggling to live. And it's obvious because it's been infected with Pythium, so the plant's actually having a hard time growing. But with the biological additives, they're suppressing the Pythium, so therefore we're getting more normal growth on the plant. So fast forward the 6 weeks out, again, looking at Pythium, the data I'm going to present are all statistically significant at 5% level. And again, on the left will be the control, on the right will be the Promix Plus. And in this case with begonia, we see that after begonia has been inoculated with Pythium, the Plus is helping to reduce the stress load or the attack from the pathogen, so we see a 15% increase in shoot fresh weight. In case of geranium inoculated with Pythium, we're seeing a 17% increase in shoot fresh weight. Pythium inoculated onto a petunia plant, we saw a 34% increase in shoot fresh weight. I'm going to pass that one for time. Next, we'll look at Fusarium, show you a couple results with Fusarium. Again, same setup as far as control on the left, plus on the right. Petunia inoculated Fusarium, we saw a 37% increase in shoot fresh weight. Green pepper inoculated with Fusarium, 37% increase in shoot fresh weight as well. And the last one, Fusarium tomato, we saw a 26% increase in shoot fresh weight. So that's the Fusarium group. And now we're going to look at Rhizoctonia. Of course, anytime you challenge plants with a pathogen, your goal is to not keep them healthy, make them sick is your goal, but not kill them all. So in this particular case with Salvia, we did actually have a few plants die, which kind of threw the results out a little bit from that particular experiment. But if we take a look at basil that's been challenged by Rhizoctonia, we're looking at a 26% increase in growth with the biological amendments added to the mix. And the geranium, we're looking at a 13% increase in shoot fresh weight with the biological enhancements. So we're pretty comfortable with the fact that we have a biologically amended media that helps suppress this root disease. Now looking at grower trials, what basically can happen? This particular picture, the plants were not challenged by any disease, and we didn't find any disease on the root system, but there's some interesting things that are going on here. Your control plants don't exactly look the best. And we see the ones with the plus, they look better. But if we look in both cases, we see, first of all, that the control plants are shorter, they're more chlorotic, and there's a higher percentage of plants that are chlorotic. And the chlorosis we found out was from iron deficiency. What I like to point out is, in a grower situation, not everything is fed exactly to the benefit of the plant. So in this particular case, these plants were underfed. And because they were underfed, the control plants suffered. But with the biological amendments added to the media, suddenly there was what appears to be growth enhancement. There may have been that, but I think the plants that were deficient in nutrients just simply were growing along and all of a sudden ran out of nutrients and just kind of stopped growing and started to stall out and showed chlorosis. So with the mycorrhizal fungi in there and with the bacteria, I think we see an example of where they can actually delay the onset of nutritional deficiencies. This case with ivies, this was done up in Canada. With the biological enhancements, we saw a 27% shoot dry weight and also 33% more branching. So more branching, if you're producing it for cuttings, is an increase that's a viable financial option for a grower to look at. I don't know about the statistics and what we're seeing up here, but there does seem to be possibly a connection between having the biological additives in the growing media and suppression of fungus gnats, which tend to be a problem in soilless media. We'll have to look a little bit more into that. I'm not really sure if this is significant, but we'll be doing further research on that. So in conclusion, a couple things. First of all, we see that there's definitely reduced incidence by having the biological additives in there, the biofungicide plus the mycorrhizae coming from Fusarium, Rhizoctonia, and Pythium. We didn't test other organisms because we know that those other organisms like Flaviopsis, Phytophthora, Verticillium, those are not controlled very well by this organism, so we didn't bother testing them. See enhanced plant growth and vigor. Again, that could be not so much that the growth rate of the plant was faster than normal, but the other plants, they just don't succumb to the either disease or environmental pressures. It complements an integrated pest management program. In itself, we don't feel that biologicals are the end-all end. It's not necessarily always going to be the only course of action to suppress root disease or to eliminate it. Sometimes you might have to complement that with some pesticides. Get increased shelf plant life, again, because you're seeing enhanced uptake of nutrients. If you send it to Home Depot or Walmart, I'm sure they're really doing a great job fertilizing. So with something like this, that'll help that plant mine that media out more efficiently. There's no known phytotoxicity or plant resistance to these pathogens or resistant to that organism. Zero REI on the product, as I mentioned before. And the Promix Plus is the first EPA-registered growing media with a biofungicide plus mycorrhizae added to it. And that's all I have.
Question?
Yes.
Do you think you know a lot for the yield of the green paper and the tomatoes? How they impact the yield?
That's a good question. Question is, how does this impact yield of tomatoes at the end of production? And no, we haven't looked into that. One of the reasons is we're primary in the greenhouse market as far as for potted plants that are sold to the consumer. So that would definitely be a good direction for us to look at. Yeah. Yes?
You said it increases the longevity of plants in the market. Mm-hmm. Does it also apply some drought resistance with the mycorrhizae?
Yeah, I think the mycorrhizae does help a little bit, but we're not talking about a miracle worker here. But if, let's say, it takes, it might give you 20 or 30% more duration. But, yeah, it will help a little bit. Yes, question.
Do you have any idea on the longevity effects of this mix? For example, if you're working with a perennial or something that's going to be in a pot more long term?
Yeah, the question is how long do these organisms persist with the plant? That's a good question. Our research seems to indicate that there is some persistence that goes past one growing season. We've seen fields, for instance, where pepper plants were inoculated with mycorrhizae, and 5 years later they were seeing no benefit with the mycorrhizae anymore, where they used to see 20 and 30% yield increases. That's because the field was inoculated with the mycorrhizal fungi. So yes, we are seeing some persistence in the field.
Thank you, Dwayne.
Okay, thank you.